Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm John Jackson and welcome to the first TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. We begin with Lionel Messi, who's claimed he doesn't yet have an agreement with any other club after confirming he is leaving Barcelona. He broke down in tears over the weekend while saying goodbye to fans at the Nou Camp, and it's looking more likely he's bound for a move to Paris Saint-Germain. On the Trans-Europe Express, experts Mark Landon and Andy Brassel reacted to the unfolding story.
The president, Joan Laporta, who was seen as the saviour in so many ways, connected after his first spell with just endless success at Barcelona and with some of those great Pep Guardiola sides as well, that he has come to admit in public, without being that specific with the figures, that the hole is far deeper than he thought it was. And that is the scary thing, that he was always confident that they would be able to plug that gap and sort something out with Messi. It was clearly bad when they couldn't register new players like Aguero, like Memphis, like Eric Garcia, like Emerson Royale. But to get to that point where, as he said, Barcelona had been spending 110% of their revenue. That was one of the few figures he did give on wages. And even without Messi, they were spending 95% of their revenue on wages.
When you think of Barcelona, you think of Messi, or maybe when you think of Messi, you think of Barcelona. Now, it's become, he's home. He spoke today, you know, he was in tears giving his farewell press conference, and you could see that he was upset, that he was almost being forced to leave in many respects. I'm also sad that Messi's going to Paris Saint-Germain, because we are now even more than usual just getting to this stage where the talent is being just hoovered up by fewer and fewer clubs. And, you know, there was a time when Barcelona were part of that kind of cartel, if you like. So again, it's not that I feel sorry for Barcelona, but I do feel sorry for European football.
Tottenham Hotspur remain interested in signing Inter Milan striker Lautaro Martinez, but they've not yet agreed a fee with the Serie A side. Perry Groves and Leanne Sanderson discussed the Argentine and whether he's a replacement for the outgoing, so we might believe, Harry Kane.
He's only 23, and his movement's very good. He's very, very mobile. He's got good technique. His finishing's getting better. He said, I think it was 14 the season before last, 17 this season. Yeah. So he's sort of maturing and growing into himself. And the people saying, oh, he's the foil for Lukaku. Like, Lukaku sort of holds everybody. He's the focal point, and that then helps Martinez, which might be true. But if you're a Spurs fan, you'd be very excited on that side of it that they're spending money. But I can't see Spurs, the financial position they're in, spending money without getting money in. So I would be thinking that that's them planning for Harry Kane going.
I think it's potentially a replacement. I think, you know, hopefully Tottenham can keep hold of him. But I always think if a player wants to go, you know, because he's the England captain, everybody says he's got this squeaky clean image, which he does have. But then at the same time, he's not turned up for training from what they're saying. So it does seem like he could be the replacement.
Harry must have been incredibly disillusioned by what was going on behind the scenes. Ryan Mason, 29-year-old, taking charge of the club. Nothing against Ryan. You know, he might prove to be a coach one day, but giving him that the reins to the end of the season. Now, Nuno to me is the strangest one of all, because they chased many, many managers, quite clearly. Didn't get one over the line. Then take Nuno and he only gets a 2-year deal. That's not stability at a football club or thinking we got the right man.
Chelsea have agreed a deal with Inter Milan for striker Romelu Lukaku. It's worth 100 million euros, so not quite as much as Jack Grealish. We'll hear from a former Blues striker in Tony Cascarino shortly, but first, this is Darren Ambrose on why Thomas Tuchel's side will definitely win the Premier League this season.
Thomas Tuchel come in, me personally had my doubts over him when he was treating Tammy Abraham the way he did and Hudson-Odoi the way he did when he subbed him off. And I just felt he was going to lose the dressing room, the team very quickly. I mean, I was completely wrong because everyone seems to love to play for him. They seem to have a really good team spirit. The form under Thomas Tuchel when he arrived was fantastic. They won the Champions League.
And Chelsea are the kings of Europe for the second time.
If they get Lukaku, they're going to be very, very strong. Again, on the flip side, if Man City then get Harry Kane, listen, like we said at the start, it's going to be a fantastic league.
Romelu Lukaku would outscore Giroud, who's gone, Tammy Abraham, who's there, and do you think he would outscore Timo Werner? I would probably say yes in all three. So they see it. And obviously Thomas Tuchel's played a big part in this deal because, you know, he obviously thinks a lot of him and thinks he's a striker that delivers on a regular basis.
Arsenal's Bukayo Saka was applauded onto the pitch by Tottenham supporters as North London rivalries were put aside in yesterday's pre-season friendly. Spurs fans showed their support to the teenager after he was racially abused following England's Euro 2020 final defeat. Arsenal lost the match 1-0, so it's back to Perry and Leanne as they debate where the Gunners are going this season.
I don't think they're progressing under Arteta. I really don't.
Well, they have
I don't
to
see.
This year,
no,
this
so of course year. They have to. But I don't think they're going forward. I don't really see a clear plan. I mean,
the clear plan is younger players, hungry players, because we can't afford the top.
Yeah, but someone like Smith Rowe, right? I like Smith Rowe, but is he really deserving of the Arsenal number 10 shirt at this moment in time?
Yes, because where we are, we're the eighth best team in the country.
But it's hard for me, Perry, even though I'm not an Arsenal fan, to see, you know, having to accept that from an Arsenal football club.
Yeah, but
we
have to be realistic for how far that we've fallen away. Yeah. So where before it was top four was a prerequisite, now we've got to reel in Leicester and West Ham and hope that one of the big four, let's be honest, Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea are far and away in front of everybody. We're the eighth best team in the country at the moment, average in the Premier League. So it's a massive season for Mikel Arteta, especially the first five or six games, because with crowds back in, if our results don't go particularly well first five or six games, it could get pretty sort of vitriolic at the Emirates.
Leicester City added another trophy to their cabinet back at the King Power on Saturday. Is it a trophy, really? Anyway, they beat Manchester City 1-0 at Wembley, whether you believe it's a trophy or not, and they won the Community Shield. It was on game day. We'll hear from Brendan Rodgers shortly, but first, this is City boss Pep Guardiola reflecting on that defeat.
And on the day that Manchester City unveil their £100 million man, it's destined to be Leicester who will take on the silverware.
75% of the team, the players finish 3 weeks ago, the season, the previous season, and they have to rest. If not, the season is too long. So we know that we're going to struggle a lot the first month and a half. Hopefully, we can get points in that period, and step by step, day by day, week by week, we'll get our best.
They need a number nine. They need a Lukaku, dare I say. If they're not going to get Harry Kane, and that situation seems to have reached standoff, I don't think they win the title. I don't think they win the title with Gabriel Jesus up front. I don't think they win the title with Grealish and a false nine, as Pep Guardiola talked about at his unveiling.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back.
Here is the first £100 million British footballer.
Get used to it, Jack. City will love him. A lot of other fans around the country won't, will they?
It was really good. He played in good level. Of course, he needs time to understand what we want to do. His mates know him, so needs a process. And I know we don't have time. I would love to have 4 or 5 weeks of preparation, but this is not the point. So that's why he came for 5-6 years, not for 3 minutes.
Schmeichel raises the Community Shield above his head to signify that Leicester have silverware. Jubilation for them. Another Wembley triumph. Another day in the sun for the Foxes.
This one's for the underdogs.
In any business, whether it's football or any company, I think that's when you see what a club is all about, that sort of connection from the top right the way through, and that's definitely what we have here at Leicester City. It's in essence, it's a real family club, and it's not something that happens. There's a lot of work goes on into that. The board do an amazing job and creating the environment for us to work in, and of course our spirit on the football field to fight and do the very best we can. Amazing club, and obviously a privilege for me to manage Leicester.
On to Brighton's Lewis Dunk and why he was initially worried about manager Graham Potter's arrival following stories about his coaching style.
The stories I was hearing before he came was when he was at Ostersunds and he had him doing crazy stuff, but he hasn't made us do that much that's out of the ordinary, and it's just the way he's relaxed and he just makes you feel comfortable as a human, really. I think he makes everyone feel the same, playing or not playing, and he just, the way he brings the squad together is good to see, and it can only make us stronger because we're obviously not one of the best teams in the league, so we need that togetherness to make the difference for us, and yeah, he does that easily to get us together.
It's going to be back-to-back Premier League wins for the Seagulls just when they needed them.
He's probably one of the best I've had as a coach. I think his ideas and his philosophies are another level to what I've probably experienced in my career so far, and I think it showed the way we played last year. Obviously the results didn't come at times, but the way we played, and you can see our philosophy and how I'll be working the training pitch for him, and he's been a pleasure to work with so far.
So the EFL got underway at the weekend, and Wayne Rooney's derby began the season with a 1-1 draw against Huddersfield in the Championship, which isn't bad considering they didn't have any players the day before. We'll get the take of defender Curtis Davis, but first we begin with Wazza and why he's happy with the point given the turbulent, let's say, build-up.
Derby 1, Huddersfield 1, thoroughly entertaining game. Derby, despite all their problems, gave it a real go.
I haven't been able to prepare my team properly. I didn't know which players, up until 12 o'clock yesterday, didn't know which players I'd have available to play in the game. So the preparations have been hampered, to say the least, throughout the week. But for the lads to go out, put a good performance, we can play better, we know that. Huddersfield are a tricky team to play against. They work very hard, but I think the game was a decent game. Could have went either way. Both teams could have won, both could have lost the game. So I think draw probably a result, but for the lads, I'm delighted because it has been a tough 48 hours, to say the least, for them.
Point on the board. There's been a lot of doom and gloom around the place, for obvious reasons, but that performance showed that there's some real heart and spirit.
We all go out there, we know our roles in the team. Some of us didn't know if we were playing yesterday or not and stuff like that, so that's hard to prepare for. But in terms of the actual change room, there's no doom and gloom. Surrounding what's going on, we need help. Simple as that.
Where does that help need to come from?
Just players. We need to sign players. So obviously you do the maths, it comes from the top. We need help. We need those players. Unfortunately, we've lost Sean Yuluko, who's gone to Ipswich. We obviously had a core of a good squad coming together, and we all thought it was going to go through yesterday, and unfortunately it didn't. So it went down to the wire, and it's very disappointing. But, you know, it's not just the fact that we don't sign those players. You know, you've got players in the changing room, young players that are thinking, am I playing? Am I not? Am I going to be part of this season? Am I not? You've got players that have done really well for us. You know, late Nathan Burns and the Tom Lawrences that probably start looking at thinking, do I want to be in this squad? And that's worrying to say, but that's the truth. And that's, I'm just saying it as it is. So we need help. We need to improve the squad.
The British and Irish Lions have ended the tour of South Africa with an agonising defeat. They lost the deciding test 19-16 in Cape Town. The whole series was exclusive to TalkSport. And after the game, the head coach of the Lions, Warren Gatland, reflected on how they lost in such gut-wrenching fashion.
Mornay Steyn, 37 years of age. He's broken Lions' hearts once in 2009. 12 years on, he's going to get the opportunity to do it again. He sends it straight between the uprights, straight and through. South Africa lead 19-16. He taps it to himself, puts it into the stand, and South Africa are officially the series winners.
Sing a sad song in a lonely place. Try to put a word in for me.
It was going to be tight, and the boys gave it 100%. And from a coaching point of view, can't ask for more than that. We spoke at halftime about starting really well after halftime. We had a good first half, and that was probably the most disappointing part of the game, was that first 10 minutes after halftime where we just got pinned a little bit in our own half, and took us a while to sort of start generating a bit more momentum.
And for a series review, check out the TalkSport Lions Daily podcast. So Team GB finished with a whopping 22 golds at Tokyo 2020, an overall medal tally of 65 as well. Jason Kenny became the most successful British Olympian ever with cycling gold on the final day of the Games, and he said he was counting down his career in days and races before his latest success.
I wasn't as quick as I wanted to be in the sprint and team sprint, so I kind of felt like I had nothing to lose and just put my head down and went for it, really. It was such a long way. I felt like the last lap took me about half an hour. But yeah, I got there in the end and couldn't believe I crossed the line on my own still.
This is TalkSport Daily, and I'm Laura Woods.
England captain Joe Root has been speaking following their rain-affected draw in the first test against India at Trent Bridge. Everyone was expecting an exciting day with the tourists needing 157 runs for victory in Nottingham, and then the rain came down.
We know there's a lot to work on. We know there are areas that we need to be better at. We need to catch better, take our chances in the field, and we need to make a big first innings runs. It's something we've spoken a lot about. You've heard me harp on about time and time again. But we're capable of doing it. It's those big partnerships that we didn't quite get in the second innings, but I think you saw a better tempo and a better template of how to bat in test matches.
Well, that's your lot. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, or of course, wherever you get your podcasts from. But the TalkSport app, always the best place, because you can listen to the radio on it. There'll be another one of these TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.